This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Drought hit Madhya Province launches deep boring installation plan after Prime Minister announces measures to address irrigation crisis. Construction of Bailey Bridge begins at Rasparguri border point after flood swept away Friendship Bridge connecting Nepal and China. Communication Minister Prithvi Sugagurung calls for inclusive AI development. And U.S. President Donald Trump urges Cambodia and Thailand for immediate ceasefire amid border clashes. Now the news in detail. Madhya Province has launched a plan to install deep borings in response to a severe drought that has caused a shortage of irrigation. Paddy plantation in Madhya Province has been severely affected due to insufficient rainfall caused by a weak monsoon. Led by the Ministry of Energy, Irrigation and Drinking Water of the province, the initiative aims to install one deep boring in each ward. Irrigation Minister of Madhya Province, Sesh Narayan Yadav, said the project will be implemented gradually based on local needs and priorities to address the growing water crisis. Earlier on the 10th of July, the Madhya Province government had declared the reason drought hit due to the drying up of water sources. On Friday, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli visited the affected areas and announced immediate and long-term measures to protect Madhya Province from severe drought conditions. He said 500 deep borings would be installed immediately to address the growing water scarcity in the province. Yesterday, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak directed chief district officers of Madhya Province to coordinate efforts in identifying areas facing irrigation shortages and potential sites for installing deep borings to address the ongoing crisis. Home Minister Lekhak said the federal government declared Madhya Province a disaster hit zone on the 24th of July following a Home Ministry proposal. The Chinese side has begun constructing a Bailey Bridge at the Rasparguri border point as part of the first phase to resume operations at the Nepal-China checkpoint. According to Raswa Chief District Officer Arjun Podel, the new Bailey Bridge is being built about 2 meters east of the original site of the concrete Friendship Bridge, which was swept away by the Linde River on the 8th of July. The 100-meter-long and 10-meter-wide bridge destruction had brought cross-border movement to a halt. Necessary equipment for the new bridge has already arrived, and construction work is underway. Efforts are also ongoing to restore the riverbed to its previous level with stable foundation work. City reporter said he was informed by his Chinese counterpart that the bridge construction is expected to be completed by mid-September. Health Minister Pradeep Podel has announced plans to internationalize the impact of climate change on the health of Nepalese. Addressing the Asia Health Forum 2025 under the Boao Forum for Asia and China, Health Minister Podel said Nepal is advancing towards digital health to improve healthcare quality and access, and expressed readiness to collaborate with other Asian nations. During a session on climate change and health, the Health Minister announced an upcoming conference to raise global attention on climate-related health issues affecting Nepalese and reiterated Nepal's commitment to tackling climate-induced health crisis. He stressed the role of technology in lowering healthcare costs, improving diagnostics, and enhancing health system management, particularly for underserved populations. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurang has urged global stakeholders to ensure inclusive and ethical AI development at the World AI Conference 2025 in Shanghai of China on Saturday. He highlighted Nepal's upcoming national AI policy focused on inclusive growth, ethical innovation and AI integration, in governance, education, agriculture, and healthcare. He added that key plans include setting up AI centers and promoting digital skills nationwide. Communication Minister Gurung stressed closing the gap between AI advanced and underserved countries and supporting UN-led AI governance. He also emphasized AI's role in aiding vulnerable groups and preserving local languages. The National Assembly is meeting at the Federal Parliament Building for close-wise deliberation on the tourism bill. Five parliamentary committees are also in session today. The Finance Committee will review issues related to the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission. The Agriculture Committee will discuss amendments to the Land Amendment Bill. Likewise, the Education, Health and IT Committee will consult experts on the Media Council Bill, while the Public Accounts Committee will review the 61st and 62nd Auditor General reports. The State Directive Principles Committee will discuss the construction schedule of the Federal Parliament Building at Simudabar and related ministry preparations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has contacted the leaders of Cambodia and Thailand, urging them to agree to an immediate ceasefire following recent border clashes. During a private visit to his golf courses in Scotland, President Trump posted on Social Truth that both countries had agreed to meet promptly to negotiate a ceasefire and eventually see peace. According to the BBC, although the prime ministers of Thailand and Cambodia responded positively to his calls, neither side had changed its official position. Cambodia, which has been losing ground and equipment to Thai artillery bombardments and airstrikes, had already proposed a ceasefire. Both countries thanked U.S. President Trump for his concern and efforts, with Cambodia accepting the ceasefire request, while Thailand emphasized the importance of dialogue between the two nations. Despite these developments, shelling continued along the border overnight after the U.S. president's calls. Israel has announced a temporary tactical pause in military operations in certain areas of Gaza following an airdrop. The BBC cited the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, as saying designated humanitarian corridors are being established to allow UN convoys access, aiming to counter accusations of deliberate starvation. Amid growing pressures from Western governments and warning from aid organizations about escalating famine in Gaza, Israel's move comes under scrutiny. Aid groups have criticized the airdrop plan, arguing that the amount of aid delivered is insufficient, while residents in Gaza express concern about the safety of receiving supplies via airdrops. According to Gaza's health ministry, run by Hamas, at least 127 people have died from malnutrition since the conflict began. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly areas of the country and at a few places in the Tarai region. Heavy rainfall is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpasam provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty wind in the Tarai area of Madhis and Lumini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Drought hit Madhis province launches deep boring installation plan after Prime Minister announces measures to address irrigation crisis. Construction of Bailey Bridge begins at Roswagodi border point after flood swept away Friendship Bridge connecting Nepal and China. Communication Minister Prithvi Subbagreen calls for inclusive AI development. And U.S. President Donald Trump urges Cambodia and Thailand for immediate ceasefire amid border clashes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.